For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Even before the City Gallery opens, people linger just outside, peering into its giant glass doors from time to time. Inside, Mary White sits, much like the portrait she paints, before a vivid background. In this case, a window overlooking Charleston's waterfront.
Well, it's a story, and I think that everyone has a story to tell, and the setting is certainly an important part of it.
The Charleston artist has filled the gallery with two floors of paintings, 50 in all, from all 50 states, telling the stories of our nation's veterans in a project she calls We the People.
I believe that our truest Americans really are our veterans.
From afar, the portraits look like majestic photographs, but up close, they are rich watercolors. It's a challenging medium, White explains, as we take a tour, one that relies strictly on timing, much like her secret seven-year search for veterans.
I'm looking at right now the postmaster for a small town in Skagway, Alaska.
White wanted a veteran from every state and from every walk of life.
It turned out to be much more difficult than I thought to find the veterans because they're really only about 1% of our whole population.
So she traveled to West Virginia to find a coal miner, South Dakota to meet a Native American, stopped by the Chamber of Commerce in countless communities, and made numerous phone calls.
To find my window washer in Detroit, I must have called 20 window cleaning companies and saying, Do you have a veteran?
White interviewed, sketched, and photographed veterans, taking the images and their stories back to her Charleston studio, recreating, sometimes from imagination, the settings, and portraying the range of emotions she found.
Despair to absolute victory and contentment and determination and maybe sadness in some of the paintings.
She hopes people will connect with veterans they've never met, like astronaut Winston Scott, depicted behind a 10-foot concave frame, much like a window, walking in a spacesuit.
And he said, you know, Mary, when you're out there, if anything goes wrong, there is no one that can come get you.
And homeless veterans, like Dennis of California, shown leaning down, surrounded by dark gashes suggesting gunfire, as well as bright splashes of red.
He said, Mary, serving in the military was probably the single and the only important thing I ever did in my life.
Then there's Hank, a 98-year-old World War II Coast Guard veteran living in New Jersey.
And Hank is a backyard gardener and grows some of the biggest tomatoes I've ever seen. And so
his toothy smile stretches across a 6-foot frame. Beads of light shine through a straw hat, freckling his face. And his eyes are so warm and inviting, they feel like a hug. The highlights of White are paper, not paint. Each painting took at least 10 days. That is, when White admits she didn't tear it up and start all over again. Once complete, the portraits were put away until they were finally revealed together nearly a decade later.
Hi, I'm Mary White. So glad you're here.
An eager crowd is allowed in.
The one of the firemen. Oh, you could see the sadness of the destruction around him.
The collection is like a quilt, sewn together by a common thread.
Most of the veterans said that serving in the military was the best thing that they ever did and that it made them a better person.
A patchwork of people, painted not in uniform, but in quiet moments, a reminder of how they continue to serve. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.